Hey everyone, I'm tired.
That works.
So this is, and I don't know when this is going to come out, if before or after all our other episodes, but this is Caro and Daniela. Caro's an RBT, I'm a BCBA, and we've been meeting because Caro's helping me create some study guides for an app that I'm working with my other very good friend, Daniela, with two L's. And as we were working on these, we were having meetings for me to provide feedback and also help her study. And I think we mentioned this in another one. We thought we were hilarious.
I mean, we have fun throughout the meetings.
Yeah.
We sometimes go off track a little bit, talk about our life, and then we go back to the ABA, which is why we decided let's do a podcast
Let's do a
called A Little
podcast.
ABA, A Little Life.
And another thing is, I don't love how ABA is thought to be just a therapy for children or people with disabilities. I think ABA is part of life. I think ABA are natural laws, just like gravity. If you drop something, it's going to fall. Am I wrong about gravity? Probably, because I don't remember science. But yeah, ABA is rules. Like when you reinforce something, it's going to increase. When you don't, it's not. And we use it every day in life without even realizing it. So I figured it'd be a good idea to for us to share about our day, provide how ABA works every day in our lives and stuff, right?
That's pretty much it.
Yep, so that's why we're here. We hope you enjoy it. Eventually, we would love to do some podcasts that can count for CEUs. I am working on getting that thing that I have to get with the board to do that. Gonna do it with the company I created with Daniela as well. So hopefully that will be coming in soon. We can choose an interesting topic. Oh, I thought I lost my earring.
That's why you keep messing with your ear.
Well, I'm checking that they're both there.
Oh my God.
So that's life in ABA. I hope you guys have fun. I hope you guys send us your thoughts and comments. I'd love to hear from other BCBAs and RBTs on how you're using ABA on your families or on yourself. Yeah,
And
wouldn't
we
that be
have
fun?
a Gmail, so if you want to email us, it's lifeandaba@gmail.com.
Yep. And this feels very infomercial, and I'm very uncomfortable, so let's switch gears. All right. So,
You
any
guys,
updates?
well, I was gonna say, so one of you, whoever's listening, are going to hear an episode that we did. Not mainly on periods, but you're gonna hear about it. So you're gonna see one side of us there. But life update. Just 2 weeks ago, I believe, I went to go visit and we had a blast. And we had an idea that we were gonna take a picture together to put it for our podcast. And we forgot.
We just had too much fun.
Yeah. We were distracted trying to do like a whole bunch of things together and hang out. And we had on cute outfits too, and it just didn't work out. So, at least on our Instagram, you will see a picture of us as well. And it is also, it's life_and_ABA. So you'll get to see our faces in the intro, at least there. Eventually, we'll get a picture of us two together, and then we'll be able to post it there.
Yeah, Caro's got to visit when it snows.
Oh my God, I'm dying to s visit when it snows. I miss snow. I really do miss snow.
You're the only person I've heard that says they miss snow.
Well, then again, I was born in New York and stayed until I was 6 years old, so I never really had the full life experience of snow. It's just, I was a kid. Of course I loved the snow. And then the last time I saw quote unquote snow was when Ernesto and I went to a place that was like winter themed, and they had like an igloo type of place where you went inside and they had the artificial snow. So it felt like snow, you know, when you threw it against the wall, it collapsed just like snow. And that was the closest thing I can get him to snow, but I want him to see the real thing.
We got to plan it. We got to plan it so you can come up and visit when it's snowing. But the thing is, we have to plan it. Where I live, it doesn't snow that often. Last year, it only snowed 3 times. So we really have to plan it out.
Boo. Doesn't snow continuously?
No. No, oh, and God. Then it gets warm. It gets warmish and it melts. But when my friend came to visit, she had visited in December with her kids, it snowed so much that weekend. So did he fix it?
Yeah, it might be a temporary fix, but the button is out. So for now, it'll work.
You're so lucky to have a husband in your life.
So, I'm lucky to have a husband in tech, who has experience in tech, so...
That's I think you're lucky to have the husband you have.
That too.
Be serious. Because I had a husband, I wasn't very lucky to have him around.
Hey, where's my pen? Oh, it's in the case. Thank you, baby. Yay. So there, when he went to go fix it, he's like, oh, this is your chance, or this is an excuse to get an upgrade. Because Remarkable came out with a new tablet. It's called the Remarkable Pro, I believe it is. But it has color. This one doesn't have color. And you can adjust the light to read. And this one, you can't. But it's like 500 and something bucks.
How much was your tablet?
300 something, I think.
And what is it that you can do on your tablet?
It's like a paper tablet, so literally just write in it, like if I was writing on a piece of paper. But it has, I forgot how much storage, but as you can see, I have a bunch of different files with a lot of stuff within it, and it holds a lot, which I'm happy about. I even have a digital calendar on it that I keep forgetting to use.
My calendar is life.
It's been helpful, especially at my current job. Another life update, I got a new job as a behavior specialist in the school system.
Yay! And it's going well, guys, and it's going well because I was nervous. I pushed way too much for you to
Yeah, she jobs. Was like, interview with different places, try different companies, try this. And then I told her that the position for the school opened. Okay, try it at the school and see. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I applied maybe last year for the first time, and I didn't get it because they chose, what they said was that they wanted someone with EBD experience, which I didn't remember I had EBD.
But she did have, but she said she didn't.
No, I don't think they ever asked me. Yeah, I don't think they ever asked what kind of experience I had. So they just, I guess, assumed that I have ASD only experience. But yeah, after the interview, after I didn't get the job, is when I told her, and she's like, but you have EBD experience. And I'm like, I do? And she reminded me of the climb, and I was like, oh shit. Well, whatever. So this time they reached out to me and they're like, oh, well, we would like to continue on with the application from the first interview. Is that okay? I'm like, hell yeah, let's go.
That's amazing. I have news too. I have my first tutoring client.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
And how did it go?
It's awesome. It's going well. Like we've met, she wanted to meet every day of the week. And I'm like, no.
That's going to be expensive.
Well, that's
and also your schedule is crazy.
I was gonna say, yeah, the expensive part is her problem, not mine. I mean, I still don't want her to spend money, you know. But yeah, so we met Monday, we met Wednesday, we met Thursday, and I met with her right before you.
Mm-hmm.
We're using the PowerPoints you helped create.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna
say they have been helpful.
I'm going to send her some of ASRs to review. She really likes that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
I wonder if they can hear I'm chewing.
I mean, I don't hear it, so I don't think they would. But now they know you're chewing.
Yeah, no, the tutoring is exciting. I wanted to start that doing that. We're also moving more. So we decided that the app, we're going to delay it till January, just because it doesn't make sense anymore to bring out.
For the fifth edition.
For the fifth edition, yeah. Even though the content is not changing, but I think it'll be probably confusing.
Yeah.
So we decided to delay the app, but I do want to tell you guys that it's coming. The app is coming. And it's going to have, I got to check in with Carlos because he's the one doing the research on the app. Carlos and I am creating content and he's doing all the techie stuff.
The tech in the background.
All the techie stuff. So it's going to have lots of ASRs, mock tests, access to videos explaining the content and stuff like that. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited to see when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. I'm chewing again. Sorry. I was hungry. Have you had these? They're delicious.
What is? No, I haven't.
It's like a healthy meat stick.
I see. Grass-fed and finished beef. Okay. I know we eat grass-fed ground beef, but it's just cheaper than the regular stuff you get at Walmart. Yeah. I'm like, all right, it's healthy and it's cheaper. I'll take it.
Is it cheaper per package or per pound?
So the pound, I believe, is $6.39. Oh. Whereas at Walmart, it's like $7, I believe.
Okay.
I don't remember the prices, but I know that it's cheaper, which is why we get it over there.
Okay. Here, the pound of grass-fed ground beef is like $7-something.
Uh-huh. Just like milk is $7-something.
No, milk is $3-something when you buy it at the regular grocery store. When you buy it at CVS at 11 p.m. at night, it's $7.
Fucking ridiculous.
That's a secret, then, by the way. You're going to get me in trouble when my mother hears this.
Oh, boy. Let's hope she doesn't hear this episode. No, but I went to a Wawa because we forgot to get milk. So I was like, fuck it. On the way home, I'm just going to stop by this new Wawa and just get a gallon of milk. I go, the fucking milk was like $6-something. I was like, these are the prices that Maria paid.
Because you're buying it at a gas station. If you go to a grocery store, it'll be less. And like here, if I go to the Korean supermarket and I buy milk at the Korean supermarket, it's like $5.56-something. But if I go to a regular supermarket, like a Giant, a Safeway or whatever of those, I'm going to be paying around $4. And if I go to Costco, I'm paying $3.
I was tired. I would have had to, Wawa was on the way. In order for me to go to Walmart, I would have to keep driving down and pass my house. I was exhausted. I wasn't about that. No. And I was like, I need milk for cereal. So
look,
I'll just bite the bullet.
You didn't pay expensive milk. You paid for convenience tax.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't like convenience. Next time I'm driving out to Walmart.
It's like Starbucks. Like, I know a lot of people are not drinking Starbucks.
Love Starbucks.
I pay for convenience. But it's the convenience. Like, I'm exhausted. I don't want to get off my car. I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
I had a pink drink the other day. I haven't had one in forever. Because I haven't been drinking Starbucks. But I was falling asleep. So I stopped at Starbucks. And when I get to my client's house, they're like, you have strawberry milkshake. Can I have some? Can I try it? And I had to tell them, no, guys, it's pink coffee. They went, ew.
Wait, the pink drink is coffee?
It has caffeine.
I did not know that.
It does. It has green coffee extract, green coffee something. So it has caffeine.
Okay.
Mom says hi.
Hello. I think I might get the new tablet.
But I'm going to say, I know that you like that you can write on it, but for $500, you can get a Apple one.
I don't want Apple.
Apple iPad, like the one that I have, that has a camera, a screen that actually lights up, so you can use it in any environment. You can install multiple apps to it. That's what you want.
My tablet was only like 200 or something, like 250. It was on sale on Target.
Not a bad suggestion. Or you can go with your fancy upgrade.
On the Notes app, you can write.
Yeah, I like you can it. You can write with your handwriting and it'll convert it to text.
Look. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm. Oh. But that looks more like a chalkboard kind of.
This is my phone. This is my Samsung.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's a tiny tablet.
My Samsung, and then if you use this button, you can take pictures from afar.
But I have,
yeah, it's supposed to be. Let me see. That's right. Yeah, I took a picture.
Fancy. She for her phone. She has a pen that when you touch it, it can take a picture from afar.
That's cool.
That is fucking awesome.
You can set it up to spy on people.
Are you gonna give me your tablet or your iPad?
No, this is mine.
Who are you gonna spy on? Ernesto?
I have nobody to spy on, but I'm saying like it's a useful feature where you can set your phone down to do something like that.
Yeah, it is. I saw a video and this girl is eating, right? And her phone is next to her food and the boyfriend reaches and she covers her food and she's like, yeah. What do you want? And he's like, your phone. Oh, sure. Check my phone. Just don't touch my food.
Yeah. I showed that to Ernesto.
Cuando eres fiel, pero hambrienta.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I told Ernesto, like, I would do the same shit. You're not going to take my food, but I'll give you my phone, no problem.
Did I send it to you? I know I sent it to Danny.
I don't think so. I think I might have, because I'm on Instagram a lot. So I'm, like, scrolling, and I see a bunch of videos. You could ask him. I send, like, maybe 20 videos a day to him?
Oh, yeah.
I think I need to ask him. I get a lot of videos, too.
A bunch of shit.
Oh, no notepad? Oh, well.
There is notepad.
Oh. Well, it's not showing up on his.
I can show it on... Oh, mine has no battery. I'm just saying, it sounds really expensive for your tablet, $500. $500 for a notebook.
You can write your notes. I don't remember what it was that I needed to press to have it convert to text. Also do it on its own. But yeah, this will do that.
Mine does it.
Why are you just staring at me?
Because
you still want your...
I still want my tablet. I'll look into the other options.
And that all you'll do is just look.
So yeah, there's that.
I think this is... No. Mine has that option that Ernest was talking about.
By the way, how I play Google
Tech. No, I think they're going to get here at 5. Because they're at Disney Springs, so they're going to take their time. So my sister came to visit yesterday along with like 4 other friends of hers from where she works. And so today they said that they were going to wake up early to go to Disney Springs. I knew they weren't going to wake up fucking early. I went to sleep at almost 2 in the morning. Ernesto went to sleep at 5, and I don't know what time they went to sleep. But I was like, huh?
I was just like, we finally have better internet.
Yeah.
Yay, we found it. See?
Ah, okay. Oh, it doesn't go next to it?
Well, because I didn't do it next to it. I have to.
Okay.
Depends. You have to set it up.
Okay.
But I knew I could do it. All right. Tangent. I was supposed to wake up early today. My plan was to wake up around 9:30, feed the cats, come downstairs, work on assessments till noon, have my noon meeting, then meet with you, and then go have fun with the fam. I woke up in a panic because of stuff happening in the family life. Then had coffee. Then I saw the time and it was 11:30 and I was like, shit, I need to shower. Not washing my hair. Run downstairs. Get meeting. So I did write my assessment, which I was hoping to finish by today.
No. Oh my God, I'm so happy at this job that I don't have to take work home. Like, if I don't finish my work. But then again, at my school, I have a small caseload. I have 17 kids.
So that's a small caseload.
Yes, it is, because my friend who's at another school has 49 kids.
Jesus.
So, yeah, my caseload is small. plus, I only have to see them, like some of them for weekly, let's say 30 minutes, another one weekly, 15 minutes. So it's manageable.
Mm-hmm. What and about when you had to write reports?
So the report writing is not as...
No, it's not as long or as detailed.
Yeah, I did that the first few days, and then they're like, the analyst was like, no, it's just like one or two sentences. So let's say conducted behavioral observation and ABC data was collected. No target behaviors were observed during this time. That's it. Which is so fucking weird to me because I'm so used to writing like a paragraph's worth of shit that I did. But then again, in the school setting, I'm not really doing one-on-one. I'm basically an analyst in an analyst position without the title yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a behavior technician. And whenever they call for, you know, a kid or because it's one behavior specialist for the, one behavior technician for the entire school.
Okay.
I'm in charge of just the ASD units and who are on my roster.
Stained my table.
So it's just interesting because I go and I can observe, I can do trainings, I've done data meetings with them where we review the data on changes that has happened, what interventions we can do, and yada yada yada. So it's been a change, but I've gotten into the rhythm of being a lot more hands-off. And yeah, that's just how that's been. I think my data meetings are going well because my teachers do tell me like what's going on. And I tell them, oh, let's try this. But yeah, I think I'm getting my footing. When the analyst visits, she will talk about something and I'll kind of fill in like the rest of her sentence. And she's like, oh, look at you. You're doing great. I'm like, this job has really given me confidence to talk about ABA stuff. So I don't want to toot my own horn, but I feel like I might be getting a little more prepared for the exam.
That's awesome to hear.
Toot my own horn, but like, because I have the behavior technician, she's trying to be an RBT, right? So I told her starting next week, I'm going to grill you, which is why I asked you if I can use the template, because I'm going to go to the classroom with her and be like, I need you to take continuous data on this student for this behavior. I want you to do a momentary time sampling on this student for this. And so to kind of get her to actually do it versus just memorizing what everything means.
Sounds wonderful. Now, I remember when you came to visit and by the way, guys, Gato did not enjoy apple picking.
Nope. And the reason, okay, before you guys think, why would anyone not enjoy apple picking? So a little backstory to that. Couple weeks ago, I got stung by a wasp. It fucking sucked. It hurt like hell. It was to the point where I got a panic attack. I had to press my panic button for her admin to come because I wasn't sure that what I was feeling was normal. So that was a traumatic experience in itself. And as soon as we get out of the car to apple picking, what happens? A fucking bee is right next to my armpit just flying around. And I'm like, no, no, no.
They were the friendliest. We start walking towards the field. By the way, they weren't bees. They were wasps.
No, the ones from the apple picking.
I did a Google search of the image. It was a wasp. I didn't know
it. We're never doing that again.
I thought they were bees.
The next time I work and the next time I go to visit you and you say apple picking, I'm staying home. I'm staying in the nice cold basement watching Hulu while you go do your apple picking.
Remember my sharing is caring picture?
Which one?
The wasp eating my apple.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck that. And then we're here walking. I see them and they're like, oh, it's carpenter bees. They're not going to do anything. And then I'm here talking to her and I see just what I thought was a bee at the time, just there hovering near her nose. I'm like, nope, I'm out. Give me your keys, please. I'm going back to the car.
And she went back to the car.
Ernesto and I went back to the car and I was safe and sound. And then they came back and we went home. But yeah, no.
It was not a yellow jacket.
Oh, hell no. And that shit was near my armpit. And it landed on Nina's mom's wrist. What if I didn't say anything? It could have stung her.
It wasn't stinging anyone. They were very friendly. They just wanted apple juice.
I don't give a flying fuck. I'm waiting for winter to come so all the wasps can fucking die.
I'm not afraid of insects. Except roaches. I don't particularly like roaches. But bees. Oh, no, roaches
I don't fuck with.
The other day there was a grasshopper in the bathroom and everybody was freaking out. I just grabbed it with my hand and took it outside.
Oh, grasshoppers we got used to here. And there's some pretty green ones that we have by the door. If I ever get a picture, I'll send it to you. But yeah, the grasshoppers we don't fuck with. The moths we don't fuck with. The spiders we kill. Because those we spiders. Mostly get brown recluses coming into the house. And you get stung by it.
A really cool spider the other day. I couldn't get a picture of it because I was working to my clients. It looked like a little ball, like a little round ball with really long legs.
What color?
Black.
Oh, just black? Yeah. I was going to ask if it was an orb weaver. That one was gorgeous that we saw.
Round ball with long legs.
Yeah, because even Danny was like, they are carpenter bees. They're not going to do anything. I got a close-up on the one that was near my armpit. That was no damn carpenter bee.
It was this one. Go visit the website. It was so cool, and it was walking.
What's it called?
I have found here. Harvest Man.
Harvest.
It's not really a spider.
It looks like a daddy long leg.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but it didn't look like a daddy long legs because daddy long legs, this one was massive. It was really cool looking. I was like,
yeah, see, these were the fuckers that were at the thing.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. You got me fucked up. Mm-mm.
This is, oh, but it wasn't that big. It was not that big.
You're talking about the yellow jacket or the spider?
No, the spider. It was really cool looking, Garo. I wish I would have taken a picture of it or a video of it walking. It's this one. I'm going to send it to you through WhatsApp.
Okay.
I hit open image instead of copy image. I hate when I do that. But it was standing and walking, and it looked like the funniest thing.
I need another tattoo. That's pretty. Small and tiny.
It was so cool. Very, very cool. Okay, but going back, when you were here, you mentioned, your husband actually mentioned of how you use ABA at home and that he actually enjoys it. And I don't know if you want to share.
He says that he enjoys it, but it's more helpful than anything. So one accomplishment that I had, and it's funny because when I mentioned it, he's like, oh, it's still there. And I'm like, no, it's not. So that's with him,
he thought that it was still there. And you're like, no, it hasn't. He's like, oh, that's helpful.
So one thing that my husband used to do was that he brushes his teeth while he's in the shower, right? So he would take the toothbrush and the toothpaste, and our shower has like these little built-in shelves thing. So when he was done, he wouldn't put it back. So I would go to brush my teeth, and I'm there looking. I'm like, where's the toothpaste? And I see it back there, and I would have to keep telling him put the toothpaste back. So I got an index card, and I put the toothpaste back. Two exclamation points.
We got to post that picture when we post this podcast.
Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't throw it away. I laminated
it. Guys, it's laminated.
Yes, because I didn't want the water to mess it up. I put double-sided tape in the back, and I put it right next to the shower handle. And it's been working. So then I was like, let me see if it's actually still working. And one day, without telling him, I took it off. And then that same day, he showered. I go, look, the toothpaste is back where it is. So then we go and we visit her. And he's telling the story. And he's like, oh, it was really helpful because, you know, she did this. And, you know, it's still there. I'm like, no, it's not, baby. He's like, what are you talking about? Yes, it is. I'm like, no, I actually took that paper off about a month ago. He's like, no way. I'm like, yes. And he even recently cleaned the shower and he didn't even notice that it was taken off.
That's hilarious.
So I was like, yep, I just ABA'd you.
But you have other ones, right? You have one in the laundry room too?
Those I haven't taken off just because he has his moments where he does forget. Because the thing is that he grew up without learning how to do laundry. So I put up index cards. One above the where the hamper would be for the color and the dark clothes, the white clothes, my not lingerie, but like the bras and underwear, and then another one above the towels, and then one on the dryer to know which setting to put, one on top of not on the washer, but it for the ones above the clothes, it says how many pods to put depending on how much clothes you put in, the whole shebang. So that has definitely been helping him with the laundry thing. I might end up removing it at one point. I'm not sure when. I'll figure out to see how that works. He's like, I think he got it down.
Give us an update.
I think he got it down, but we'll see. But yeah, so those I've tried, I just haven't removed the prompt for the laundry yet.
I think that's pretty cool. You're a better BCBA than I am, I think. Or maybe we just take different approaches because between making a card that says put the toothpaste back, I would have had a shower toothpaste and a sink toothpaste.
Problem solved. No. That's our toothpaste that we share. You're putting that back where it belongs.
You know, I would have just bought two toothpastes.
Maybe it's just me. It's just that... Okay, so when it comes to organization, and I think you've seen my office, I have everything in its place.
Mm-hmm.
In the shower, in the bathroom, everything is in its place. And I will send you a picture, but next to the shower, there's shelves. There's the fabric bins that have puffy paint written on it on what goes where. So like beauty, health, hair, perfume, travel stuff. Everything goes in its place.
But toothpaste can have its shower place and its sink place.
No.
See, if you were my client, I'd work on flexibility with you.
No. Just no. He never used to brush his teeth in the shower. He just started that when we moved. I think, I'm not sure if it was a rental house, if it was this one, but toothpaste goes back. All your life, the toothpaste has been in the sink. You're keeping it at the sink.
I need to do one of those for you like that, but I don't know if it'll work with my child because he doesn't. So we have a little net thing on the drain because you've seen Andres's hair is longer than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't clean that little net thing. And that's gross. So I told him every time before he showers, after he showers, he needs to clean it.
Listen. I have a habit of doing that too sometimes. But when I was at your house, you better believe, and this is just like a cleansiness thing because it's not my house. When I washed my hair and I had a clump of hair on that net thing, right after I showered, I took that out and I put it in the trash. But in my own home, it will accumulate there, but then I will move it to the side and be like, okay, after I shower, I'll take it out. It'll stay there probably days before I move it.
Oh, no. Yucky. Okay, I do sometimes forget it, but I'm worse. I pull it off my hair and I put it on the wall. So when I get out of the shower, I clean the drain, and I sometimes forget the wall one. And then I go into the bathroom and I see it there and I'm like, holy shit, and throw it out. And I did that while Emily was here. So Emily had to show you my gunky hair stuck there. I was so embarrassed. Oh,
no. So embarrassed. With guests around, because the thing is that I wash my hair only once a week because I don't got time for that. I don't got before I would do it every single day. No, and every single day I would go late to work.
That's not good for your hair.
Well, see, the thing is that my hair used to be very oily.
But my hair is extremely oily. And when I washed it every day, it was even more oily. When I stopped washing it every day, it stopped being as oily.
Yeah, I guess. It's not as oily now. But then again, it's Saturday, so today's hair wash day.
Today was hair wash day for me too, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. I took a shower without washing my hair because I lost track of time. But remember, what's the thing? Homeostasis? Is that the word? Am I mispronouncing it? The thing, your body always looks for balance, right? That's why, if it's cold, your body's going to try to maintain the temperature at 98. So that's like, why does 98 degrees feel so hot when our internal temperature is 98? Because our body needs to keep us at 98. So 98 is going to feel hot. And that's why we start sweating, because our body doesn't want to go higher than 98. So same thing with the oil. Your hair is like, you're stripping all the oil of your hair. So your hair is like, we need more oil. And then you strip that oil and they're like, we need more oil. But then when you stop washing it every day, it's like, oh, there's enough oil. Let me not make oil.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So trust me, my hair, I would wash it in the morning. By nighttime, it looked like I hadn't washed it in a week. It was gross.
Yeah, that's all my hair was. Mm-hmm. Right and now, I'm just dealing shampoo. With a lot of shedding.
Yeah, there's a lot of shedding in my house, too. Between me, my son. Oof.
Yeah, but no, I used to do that, where I would put the hair on the shower wall. But now, I do it during the shower, but then I get the water, and I'm like, wee, so it could go on the floor.
And it goes to the floor.
Yeah, but then I accumulate it and it's there in a corner. And then next thing you know, because, you know, I dye my hair, I take the the hair out and there's like a blue spot because I dyed my hair recently blue black.
You're funny. All right, I gotta go because I promised everybody we'd go to lunch at 2.
Yes, you did.
And it's 2. So there we go. Again, talking about bathrooms. I think we're going to have to change the name of this podcast to Bathroom Chats.
Oh my God. Chats in the potty.
That's going to sound like we're talking as we're in the bathroom. No, we just talk a lot about bathrooms.
I don't know. One day.
I don't know about that.
No. One day I feel like it's going to happen. Where? No. Well, then again, you don't call me. We just text each other.
My friend Perry, sometimes I'm on the phone and I'm like, okay, Pete, I gotta go to the bathroom. And we keep talking, right? Like, Pete, I gotta go to the bathroom. Keep talking. Pete, I don't think our friendship is to the point where I can go pee while we're talking. And he's like, no, I don't want to get that friendly. All right, I'll talk to you later. I
gotta pee. You know, with my mom, she'll call me, ¿qué estás haciendo? Cagando. And she's like, why is it that every time I call you, you're always shitting? I'm like, I don't know. It's that mom-daughter telepathy. You know I'm shitting, so you decide to call me. That's your fault.
Answer, because I would text back in the bathroom, call me later.
It's my mom.
It doesn't matter. That's me time. That's my alone time. That's my time.
And then the same thing with Ernesto. Sometimes, like, he'll be using, I'll be using the bathroom, and he'll sit like in the hallway. We're just there having a conversation.
I can't with you. All right. All right, guys. Once again, we've ended the podcast on poop.
No, last time it was periods.
Today, I'm pretty sure that with the periods, also there was poop talk. And then there was the chat about the bathroom, the bathroom without a door.
Yes, and the yes and no, yes bathroom and a no bathroom.
Yes bathroom and no bathroom. Hey, mm-hmm. You know, when you work on the field, bathrooms are important.
You had a yes bathroom when I visited.
Awesome. I'll let everybody that cleans the bathroom know. All righty. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.